This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Does God exist? Or should the question actually be, what reasons do we have to reject the existence of God? We have numerous logical arguments in support of belief in God, but we don't need proof of His existence. The existence of God is a self-evident fact, also known as fundamental belief, in the language of philosophy, as the name indicates. Obvious facts don't require evidence to prove. For example, the world that we live in is a self-evident fact. Rejecting the existence of God is the same as rejecting the real world. We can put this into three categories: cultural, innate, and that which is based on solid foundations. Let's look at the existence of God with respect to these three categories. First, cultural. The concept of God's existence, the basic idea behind why the universe exists, is cross-cultural, meaning it's not dependent on a particular culture. Belief in the existence of God exists in all cultures and all times. Second, innate. The concept of God as the creator of the universe is innate. It's part of human nature and doesn't require education or learning from culture. This is why sociologists and anthropologists assume that even if an atheist child was stranded on a desert island, they will end up believing that something created this island. On the other hand, atheism is acquired and not innate. Third, belief in God is based on solid foundations. That is, it provides the basis for a coherent worldview. For example, the existence of God explains the fact that we have consciousness within a physical world and explains why things happen. For atheists to effectively challenge this issue, they must first prove that belief in God is culture-bound, second, that it is only acquired through learning, and third, that it's not based on solid foundations.